BD Powers Place in Catskill, New York, is a small organization that hosts intimate chamber concerts and exhibitions. The Friends of the organization is dedicated to preserving and protecting the natural beauty and historic integrity of the grounds and circa 1840s house. For over a century, the Powers family held on to this site, offering breathtaking vistas of the Hudson River and the esteemed historic site of Owana. Now, visitors can explore the home and 7 acres of surrounding land for their pleasure. The Friends of BD Powers annual fundraiser Picnic in the Park is on June 8th and will feature Cajun and Zydeco concert by Zydify. Am I right on that? Zydify?
Correct.
Oh, that sounds great. We welcome their executive director, Robert Hoven. Good morning, Robert. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And a member of the board of directors, Meg Nowak. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Very well. Thank you.
Thank you both for being here. It's a great pleasure to have you on the program. Robert, let us begin with you as to how exactly what we should know of the backstory of this location.
We got involved with this in 2005 when the trustees for the village of Catskill were entertaining the plan to rent it to the Industrial Development Corporation. And it caused quite a big stir because it was a bequest to the village of Catskill, and it was not allowed to do something like that in the terms of a bequest. And the Friends got together and we, you know, persuaded the village to give us a memorandum of understanding, not unlike what Owana has with New York State, to manage it and to pay for everything that's involved there and make it available to the public.
So almost 20 years later, here you are.
Yes. I'm 19 years on.
and what are the challenges been of doing what you've wanted to do from the very beginning?
Always financial, as all nonprofits have. But we've been able to get grants from New York State, from NISCA, which have helped us to do repairs on a building that is 200 years old almost and that has lots of issues, shall we say. And NISCA also started giving us money to do events. And 2 years ago, they gave us $10,000. And this year, they gave us $30,000, which made it possible for us to pay for really good professional performers and musicians and writers.
So how do you see that, I guess, sort of unfolding over the next several weeks and months?
I can take over. Unfolding. Well, we have a full slate of programming coming up, and we have a variety of things going on. And of course, I can't find my glasses in my gigantic handbag.
I'll help you out.
So they're probably.
You know, we discussed this last week. We decided we had two guests who had forgotten their glasses, and we decided that during our next fund drive, we should make one pledge for just a big basket of cheaters of different powers for everyone, so
we didn't have
to go through this, myself included, by the way. But go ahead.
I can manage, and I'll just do a general, kind of a general spiel. We do have a website. It's bdpowers.org, I believe.
Or, yes.
And on that website, there is a list of events coming up. So, but the things that we do at BD Powers that are so special are the concerts, because the space is very intimate. There are two parlors. It was built as a summer house in the 1830s for a very interesting and prominent resident of Catskill, James Powers. But we also do lectures on gardening and lectures on, we have a special one on baseball. John Thorne and the Hot Stove League, for example.
And history.
Yeah, we do. We just had the 200th anniversary of the Catskill Mountain House lecture by Jonathan Palmer, who's a local fantastic historian. And it was, it's really lovely. And we offer these, I just want to lay it out there, we offer these for free. And so that's what makes it really special. And the funding from New York State is very important, but also community support. because we do have a wooden structure. And Bob has very he's been the watchdog for this house for 19 years, and he has made sure that the wooden columns have not collapsed and the porches haven't collapsed and that it stays clean and painted. And it is a beauty, and it stands majestically on the Hudson. And it's a lovely house, but
it is also within a 7-acre park, which it slopes down to the Hudson River, and it's become like an mini arboretum. Yes. It's really beautiful. It's open to the public year round, dawn to dusk, and we're just starting to do celebrations as rentals, and it's called revenue enhancement, so that we can pay for doing things.
Right. And as far as, I guess, the goal for the house, you would like, I mean, keeping the columns up and keeping it from falling down is a fine plan. But beyond that, what would you like to see?
I'd like to continue to see expanded music events, okay? More out in the park with free admission, of course, but also I wanted to get more professional musicians, which, you know, we started using a lot of students from Bard. When I first started out, I called Bard, and the conservatory was new, and they needed venues for performers. And so we used them for years and years and years, but one by one, we've started adding more professionals. And because of NISCA's money, it's enabled us to do, you know, I can call a manager in New York City and say, I'd like your cellist in November. And we're able to do it. And we don't do that exclusively. We still use a lot of Bard musicians. But it's nice to add a few extra professionals in there.
And I guess when you're reaching out for people and for community support, I mean, one of the best ways is to get people there, right? See which is why these free events are so wonderful, because you get. And I was looking at the one in particular, the Upstate Art Weekend, where you can get people to just like graze.
Last year we did Upstate Art Weekend, and over a period of 16 hours, we had over 400 people that came in, which was
fantastic.
Was just mobbed. Yeah. It was wonderful. And this year we're doing it for another 3 days, and we're featuring the art of Portia Munson and her spouse, Jared Hedelsman, and that's already hung. It's raring to go.
That opens June 1st, but it will be featured at the Upstate Art Weekend.
Tell us a little bit about that show and how you come up with the artists who will be featured in those shows.
Well, within the board, we made a committee of people that knew art or were art affiliated, and were able to help select artists to do this. That made it easier for me, so I didn't make unilateral decisions on performers all the time or artists. And we did it carefully. And Portia is someone that's from the area, but she's a known person in the city. She's got representation, and she's a major artist. And last year we had three artists. This year we just have two. But the whole house is filled with their work.
Yeah, it's a lovely venue.
And when you look at the, I mean, we are blessed with so many incredible arts venues and places for people to go, and that we can all help each other and work together and have these amazing moments for people to see the different facets of the Hudson Valley's artistic personality is really incredible.
And we try to present artists that are from the area. We're not looking for, you know, New York City artists. We're looking for artists within the area. And it's astonishing how many there are that have come up to the area from the city or have been up here for years.
Right. Tell us about Zydify.
Oh, the band, Bob, I don't know that much about
them. Okay, they're Zydify.
Frankly, sorry.
They're Matt Fass and his group.
Next time, this is the stuff you can discuss on the write-up.
We were trying to find a parking space.
Yeah, understood.
Matt Fass from Kingston has a host of performers that he presents in a club there. And we had them last year, and they were wonderful. Seven musicians, and they're coming back this year. It is totally Cajun-type music. Yeah, it's wonderful.
When you have a group like this, and then obviously you'll have the fundraiser, and then there's a picnic in the park at noon, the concert's at 1:30, and that's all pretty easy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah. Except we're doing all the cooking.
Oh, really?
The board.
Well, you got to keep the cost down.
We're lucky.
Right?
The board has a lot of good cooks.
You know.
And that's we did that last year, and that was a big hit.
20 pounds of potato salad.
Yes.
It's really it's wonderful as you look through, because there's a great list of events that happen in the summer, including this annual fundraiser on June 8th. But then when you get into the fall, you're very busy, really especially busy in the fall.
Oh, yeah. We start concerts in early October. Dancers Responding to AIDS, Broadway Cares, does a big dance festival on the second Saturday in October. And then we're right after that. We start right in with concerts. We're doing a series of all the Bach cello suites this year with two different cellists. And they'll be done in two different concerts, each one doing three. We have a series we do with a gentleman named Nelson Chen, who's a wonderful musician. Mm-hmm. And he brings fabulous musicians, usually four to six performers. And we'll be doing a program coming up this fall that will include Debussy's Ariette Oubliées, which is a wonderful song cycle for soprano, and Samuel Barber's Knoxville of 1915 is going to be part of this series. And there will also be two jazz concerts.
So a lot going on.
Yes.
If you want to find out more about the events that are happening in both the summer and fall, and not to mention the picnic in the park, which is scheduled for June 8th, and maybe you can even step in and help them do some cooking. Would that be so bad? Would that be so much to ask?
No, that wouldn't.
It's BeattiePowers.org, BeattiePowers, BeattiePowers.org to find out more information. Robert Hoven is the executive director of Beatty Powers Place in Catskill, and Meg Nowak is the as a member of the board of directors as well. What a delight to meet the two of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for being with us, and best of luck with the benefit, and thank you so much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you, Joe.
Be well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMS.